Yeah, hi there.
Mark, yeah, what have you got for us, Mark?
From Professor Piehead here.
All right.
this thing about objects of different weights having an effect on each other. If you've got an express train, okay?
This is very good. Hang on, let me plump up a chair and rump. If you've got an express train, yeah.
Okay, it's going down the track at 125 miles an hour.
Very good.
And it hits a fly.
Right.
Splattered on the windscreen, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
At the moment the two objects collide,
yeah, go on. Yeah.
The weight of the fly actually is pushing against the windscreen of the train.
Oh, the weight of the fly...
And so it slows down.
Now, the train? Oh, hang on. I know we're only dealing in tiny ints of weight here and nanoseconds of time.
We're going to get smaller in a minute.
So a fly hitting the windscreen of a locomotive, and let's not have any modern trains. We want one of those big,
with
a cow catcher at the front and the smoke coming out of the stack.
Exactly.
And a fly hits the windscreen momentarily.
Slows the train down, yeah.
It will slow the train down.
Okay. Now think a lot smaller now. The smallest slice of time that you can imagine.
Alright. Smaller
both
than...
Both objects are stationary.
What? Both objects? What do you mean?
The fly and the train are not moving.
When?
At the moment of collision.
No, I bought
it. They are both stationary.
I bought it up to you there, but now you're just...
It's the smallest piece of time you can imagine.
No, it's a millionth
of a second.
The Planck constant or whatever it is called.
The Planck constant? Now, come on, now you're starting to get it. I'll buy, because I want to buy it, that a fly can slow down a locomotive.
Well, if you imagine you've got two objects of the same weight travelling at the same speed, okay, and they hit each other, then you're going to come to a complete dead stop. If one was slightly heavier than the other, they would stop for a second and then they'd move.
But there's a fly.
So the lighter one was reversing.
And the locomotive.
You extrapolate that theory to the nth degree in each direction, and that's what you get.
I bought the rest of it till then. Now you're into theory. I like to think, in fact,
I don't
fly.
Even theory.
Don't be your own. Oh, good. Well, can I just say, you're listening to Britain's most listened to radio show, in our opinion.